Blog Talk Radio.
Country Rap Tunes exclusive, y'all.
Off Big Boy's Boomerverse album featuring Gucci Mane and Pimp C in the South, right here on Country Rap Tunes Radio.
They wanna know what's going on in the South. In the South.
Now
tell that bitch to keep my name about your mind.
Two brothers at the same time, I'm too cool. Gucci is your locus, cause that motherfucker crook blue. Su-woo, Billy and the Forger, Su-woo too. And I know two Jews, either case like it's fast food. I bought a T-Rex on these niggas, cause life's cruel. My juice so cold that you might get the slight flu. Bird's eye view, I'm looking down at the little dudes. And if I had to, pussy nigga, I rob you. You wanna see me lost 24 just like Cobb do. You hang from the sideline, that's what your job to. Gang mentality, I think like the mob do. Police brutality, I'm scrapped like a cop fool. My dope bold do numbers just like my shows do. My main bitch rollin' for me just like my hoes do. These suckers say they coming for me, we'll cook me some soul food. I mouth quest your house and I pull up with a trunk full.
They wanna know what's going on in the South. They wanna know what's going on in the South. In the South. In the South. In the South.
Now tell that bitch to keep my name about your mind.
They wanna know what's going on in the South. They wanna know what's going on in the South.
Keep my name about your mind.
Even though the radio refused to give
rappers airplay. Want this shit in your Cadillac, your cutlass, so box, yeah, bay, hey, bay. Timothy with bay, knock it down like OKC. Hey, why? It ain't no nigga on your playlist, fucking with an A-list nigga like D-I-G-B-O-I. Why? Effortlessly fly. I tend to overthink when I eat these balls, but y'all nigga don't even cry. Ball to your ball or your homies die. Part of the liquor that run in the sky. Don't cry, let the doves do that. When the guns go black, now that's what we call the pop life.
They wanna know what's going on in the south.
A nigga kicked back at the house with my flip-flops on. Got an ounce on the couch floor, bag crack a jaw open. We all smoking, and some of us even taking shots going in. Jello, Tito's, white Hennessy, that brown liquor ain't your friend. My G, we blow.
Know what's going on in the south. They wanna know what's going on in the south.
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 Now tell that bitch to keep my name about your mind.
They wanna know what's going on in the south. They wanna know what's going on in the south.
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 Now tell that bitch to keep my name about your mind.
About your
mind.
Every cylinder, call the speaker, pumping every microphone. The dirty, dirty in your ear, crystal clear. Yeah, we got what you need. Every cylinder, call the speaker, pumping every microphone.
Know what's going on in the south.
The dirty, dirty in your ear, crystal clear. Yeah, we got
now
what you need.
Now tell that bitch to keep my name about your mind. About your mind.
Call me daddy, bad sex. Call me daddy, bad sex. Call me daddy, bad sex.
Body bag.
Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out.
Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your feet out. Hey, time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beep out. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You home, how you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cops? Who brought you home? How you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cops?
Known for bussing. What, who, and where, end of discussion. Cause YG, he bright. Grew ain't scared, nigga, I'm brave. YG a rapper, any full-fledged bang.
Pass the blunt, this ain't no track meet. My bitch got shotgun, put that nigga in the backseat. They tryna be like me, I think somebody hacked me. Who talking rap beef? I killed them all by track three. They'll tell you dreaming ain't possible and start pinching you, but not pinching in. And I would tell you who the dopest is, but the feds probably out listening. Niggas money short is my attention span. I don't see nobody got a different lens. Put the bait out and wait out. They bite the flow, I reel them in like fishermen. I'm a green lover when it come to money, but I burn trees like an arsonist. Get my medication from the pharmacist. You can leave that shake for the Parkinson's. Need a blunt roll with my butt rub from a young thug like Carter Six. Niggas act tough, get you fucked up. Now I'm back riding to the Carter Six. On Sunset swerving, hella deep, got them nervous. Sees a nigga on purpose, I could be pitching how I be curving. Got a head full of rats, might as well walk around with a turban. Your niggas like lines on the wheels, ain't near one got courage. All this gold on me, I'm thinking I just hit the jackpot. Stepping ninja, bitchy, feeling bitchy with my hat tied. About to tell your nigga, get a grip, he got the trap tied. Try to put him on a team, he'd rather be a mascot. Don't look back, we ahead of ya. Middle fingers to the editors, I'm a predator. What competitors wanna battle, gotta be better first. Got my toes on him, still a road runner from the real estate like a home hunter. If a bitch try to call me out, then I'm knowing that she got the wrong number. Got picked up in a Rolls Royce and the neighbors tried to call Ghostbusters. Ran in my ex about a week ago and I swear to God he was so busted. Your last video looked good, but the song weak and it's no numbers. How we finna heat up on bitches now? It'll fuck around and be no summer. Let's...
I don't get the hype that got you people all excited. I'm a walking knot, make a nigga wanna tie it. It's all in how you talk, might turn your fan into a client. Told him I'ma feed the streets, I know the real ain't gon' deny it. It's a party, but it's private. You are not invited. They say this when you twist it up, I say I just decided. I really live this life, don't need nobody else to write it. Niggas swearing that they fly, I guess somebody shot the pilot. Fuck a Benz, I need that Lambo. Yeah, I got that ammo. I promise niggas won't get clear like a sample. Made it to the hills, but my niggas still in a bando. I'm so sick, I'm sipping Campbell's. Hate to watch it flip the channel. They say XO mark the spot, I signed the line and got that treasure. But now somebody's plugs, I put business over pleasure. They tell me their opinions, I don't listen, fuck a lecture. I keep 20 on the dress and know these bitches feel the pressure. Feel the pressure.
Hey, y'all, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, Real Trap Wednesday. We in the building. Shout out to my man, Zave. Shout out to my man, Jet Chronicles. We about to get started in about 6 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Got to finish, you know what I'm saying, eating up this chicken. You know what I'm saying? And my apologies if y'all ain't ate, but, you know, your brother got to eat. You know, I'm a little brother. I got to eat. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the switchboard. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. We're going to be right into, and shout out to my man Jit. Shout out to my man Jit for submitting this for the 360 tune in play. It's your boy Dope Ass Music with that lottie daddy.
Hey,
off, take them panties off, I'm cooking crack, watch I get on, collecting bags if your boy gets on, catch me cruising in outer space, Visa catch me all over the place, my niggas in pairs better watch out, cause we out here robbing folks, my niggas blowing that endo smoke, you hear that when we hit the block, you hear that when I hit her slot, dope yeah, that's what be calling me, dope yeah, that's what I'm slanging, see, throw man up in this bitch, catch me two-stepping in this bitch, yelling what side up in this bitch, catch me by locking in this bitch, I rep the bay on any day, I rep the town, that's where I stay, but it's scarring block till the day I die. Go ahead, spark up the lie. My niggas live, we love this shit. From the 530 to the 619, we gassing up and collecting chips. We 30 M's deep in this bitch. Sunshine women and the Cali drove. We pushing poles out the window. We nutcrackers for the stay on your toes. This that shit get my niggas amped. This half fire, so roll up a stack. It's lottie dottie to them hoes. So it's lottie dottie to them foes.
Steady mobbing on the track. Steady robbing with the Mac. Steady blowing me a stack. Steady manning up a rack. Steady dipping in the ride. Steady mobbing on the five. Steady repping till I die. Set it off just one more time. Steady mobbing on the track. Steady robbing with the Mac. Steady blowing me a stack. Steady banding up a rack. Steady dipping in the ride. Steady mobbing on the five. Steady repping till I die. Set it off just one more time.
Out the west, I be the best. NWA all on my chest. Tell these niggas be easy, cause they really don't wanna see me. Pull up on the ass like a genie. Fuck the law, nine in my drawers. Through the town with my windows down. Dressed in black with my fitted cap. I'm cold enough on these tracks. I'm cold enough on these beats. Spin out bars like I'm in a pen. Always send the stuff, so I'm with my weapon. I'm California boy till the day I die. Gasoline while in my ride. Rolling with them riders. Be rolling with them bangers. Be rolling with them hustlers. Straight out Oakland with that muscle. Two-stepping with the Henny. Been floating with the Remy. Getting Becky from the Betty. Charge it to the game like a hammy. Shoot game at these lames. Truck it through like I'm in a Sammy. BMG's in this bitch. Calvin is still, you feel me? This the shit to get you amped. This the fire roll up a stack. So it's lottie-dottie to them hoes. It's lottie-dottie to them foes.
It's lottie-dottie to them hoes. It's lottie-dottie to them foes.
Steady mobbing on the track. Steady robbing with the Mac. Steady blowing me a stack. Steady banding up a rack. Steady dipping in the ride. Steady mobbing on the five. Steady repping till I die. Set it off just one more time. Steady mobbing on the track. Steady robbing with the Mac. Steady blowing me a stack. Steady banding up a rack. Steady dipping in the ride. Steady mobbing on the five. Steady repping till I die. Set it off just one more time.
Hey, what it do, dope ass music? We back in the building. Real Trap Wednesday. I hope y'all got plenty of time to pour you up something to drink. Matter of fact, if you got you something to eat. Matter of fact, if you just wanted to put on your footies and get comfortable, whatever you wanted to do today, get ready because we're back. Real Trap Wednesday. I know y'all was like, man, where'd Zave go? You know, Zave been acting, ever since Black Panther had been coming out, he's been acting real light skinned. You're saying, I'm the only one that's Nubian, you know, in the crew. So I can relate because, you know, I'm a direct descendant from Africa. But, you know, Zave, you know, his folks came from, you know, Saskatchewan. And, you know, he's real light-skinned. So shout out to my man, Zave. He in the building. What's up, Zave?
What's up, me, you house nigga? Okay. You, this nigga, hold on, man. I got to say this before you get to my brother, Jit, and whoever else. You go see one Black Panther movie now, you Nubian. Nigga, if you don't shut your suburban ass the fuck up, get the fuck out of here, nigga. This nigga swear he chat with Mosman now. This nigga is Michael B. Jordan. If you don't shut your Tony Terry looking ass the fuck up. No, man, what's up, my brother? Welcome back, man. Hey, it's great to be black right now. It is an excellent time to be black.
It is definitely an excellent time to be black, you know. We're gonna get into the Black Panther thing. We definitely gonna get into the Black Panther thing, right?
Please do.
But hold on, let me give my brother Jit his proper introduction, because, you know, he a whole Scorpio out here. So hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Bare Chest Bandit, their barefoot gas station attendant, the Black Larry King, the Negro Sub-Zero, the Mufasa, who will steal your pasta, my man and yours, Jit Chronicles.
What happened? Dope, you say you a Nubian motherfucking king tonight, huh, man? I hear that. I fucks with it. I'm back here rolling. That nigga called you Tony Terry and, oh, man, I'm rolling. Y'all niggas done made my night already. But, hey, that's love. That's love all the way around, man. It's your boy Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King. Real Trap Wednesdays next to Blow Radio with my brothers, Dope Ass Music, and my broski, Save. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get it in, man. But, hey, Dope, if you're the Nubian pot, nigga, go ahead. Now. I ain't seen a light-skinned Nubian nigga, but go ahead. Go right ahead.
Nubian nigga.
I love it.
Hey,
embrace
now,
your black nigga.
We got some honorable mentions. We're not going to talk about this. We got some real stuff to talk about, but there are some honorable mentions. First of all, Fergie, just because you're hanging with black folks, don't be messing up the national anthem at our event. Don't do that. See, now
yeah,
black folks don't even mess with you no more, Fergie.
I know,
black
right?
Black folks don't even mess with you no more. We done dropped you. She black car revoked. What else? Shut up and dribble? Bruh, like LeBron James makes more in one day than you make in a whole year. I think, you know, his opinion might count a little bit more than yours, white lady on Fox News, but maybe that's just me, right? shout out to Chris Rock for having a damn special on Valentine's Day. So after you get some nookie, you can laugh.
What's
our first topic?
That's what's up, man. All right. It's Real Trap Wednesdays next to Blow Radio. First topic of the night. Why does bragging and flossing is so important in hip hop? And I want to just say this too, Dope Man. You came up with some incredible topics tonight, so salute to you for that. This just my thing with hip hop, and I'm gonna just keep it 100. You know, hip hop is dominated by us black folks, and I feel that we've all, not all of us, but to a certain extent, we might flop something here and there. We might brag on something here and there. As long as you don't get ridiculous with it, then keep in point with hip hop too. They glorify bragging, flossing, your chains, what kind of shoes you got on, you know what I'm saying? What kind of wardrobe you got, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of goes hand in hand. Hip-hop been glorifying that for fucking years, even back with motherfucking Flavor Flav with the fucking big-ass gold chains and shit and cocks and all that shit. So it's been glorified. Now, I want to say this. Let's speed up the present-day time. I think love and hip-hop got a lot to do with that, too. And what people don't know is, you know, not in the beginning, but as of late, love and hip-hop is a gateway to get on these days. Now, I'm not going to say everybody can be successful as Cardi B. You understand what I'm saying? But the brand has changed since it started in 2011, 2012, or whatever the case may be. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. And in the near future, love and hip-hop will continue to be the gateway for hip-hop. And then if you look at the shows, you know, I know some of us don't watch that type of shit or whatever the case may be. They glorify bragging on shit. Got nice houses, nice cars, nice shoes, nice wardrobe. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm 50-50 on it because it's been glorified for so long. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person, I like nice things. It's a part of the hip-hop culture. You know, but I just think it goes a little too far when a nigga keep bragging and bragging and flossing and flossing. But, hell, it's in the nigga face every fucking day, y'all. It's in the video every fucking day. It's on the television every fucking day. And it's on the internet every fucking day. No, so I couldn't answer the question, though, but why is it so important? But I believe those are some of the factors. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse. You know, so to me, to each his own, you know what I'm saying, fellas? I know I was all over the place with that topic. That's just my thoughts, my general thoughts on it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go with y'all boys, man. Been glorified for a very long time.
So I'm going to go ahead and let Killmonger go first. Go ahead, Killmonger. Go ahead and get it.
I haven't seen
a Black Panther character?
Yeah, see, I haven't seen a movie.
I ain't seen it yet.
Please don't fuck up the movie, house nigga. Not listening. excuse me. So as I set my vino with my polo robe on in my newly purchased home. Oh, my God.
I know that's right.
Not excited.
Newly purchased.
You know we stuck. You know we stuck. No. Jit, you on the right path, and I'm fucking with you because I agree with you. First of all, we black people, man. We love the stunt, and we attracted to the stunner. That's just who we is, man. It's just what it is. That's just who we are. Come on, man. Have you ever been to a project and you went inside the project, you know, the place where you went to go visit in the project? You motherfuckers got new leather couches, big screen TVs, fish tanks, all type of new shit. New video games, all the Jordans. We floss no matter what, man. What's the motto? You might not have $1 million, but you damn sure can look like you got $1 million. Comes to rap hip-hop, though, rap hip-hop is an extension of the streets. We all idolize the neighborhood D-boy or the pimp or the players, our big cousins who had the sack, and, you know, sometimes our fathers or whoever. So I think the D-boy environment translated over to the hip-hop extension with the big chains, the BMWs, the Saabs with the BBS joints. It's just it goes hand in hand. Now, I do remember it. And also, rap, you can say this. Rap is a way of getting away. It's like a figment of your imagination. You know, the great storytellers of raps. For example, Ice Cube. We all love Ice Cube. We probably all three of us got Cube in our top 10 to 5 all time. But he painted a good picture. That wasn't Cube. He escaped his reality with the stuff he's seen through his pen. So it's also that, but it also factors in this, too. I remember a time in rap when it wasn't about law. It was about relatability. And I think that's what rap has kind of lost too. Back in the days, you know, we had Spice One, Welcome to the Ghetto, Pac, Brenda's Got a Baby. You know, it was a lot of songs that came out that were speaking for us everyday struggle cats, and that's coming up. But what ended up happening was, just like we love the 90s also credited to what we see now, the unrelatability factor of trying to pose and get to our feet that a lot of us are not, which is Jay-Z. You could say Pac with the Versace. Like I said, Jay-Z, Money Ain't a Thing, on the yacht, pouring champagne on women, Biggie. It started, Diddy, it started being more about getting the finer things in life. So now the whole game change came that time. So that factored into it. But I would say it's a culmination of everything, like Jit said. But it's, come on, man, rap is an extension of the street. And in the street, who do you idolize? The nigga with the sack, the nigga with the car, the nigga with all the women and the jewelry and fly.
Yeah.
That's why. I think flossing comes from an extension of our race, the streets, and a figment of our imagination, what we all want to accomplish. My answer.
Yeah, and Zave, I want to say this real quick, too. Just think about it with Chris Cross. When Chris Cross came out, I was young. Niggas wanted to wear they shit just like how they was wearing it. LL Cool J with the motherfucking with the Kango hats. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it is an extension of the streets. It's what we used to. It's our culture. It's what we grew up on. You know, I do think some people overdo it and over idolize it. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely an extension of the street.
Trendsetting. That's what we are known for. Black people are trendsetters.
Keep it real.
Now, whoever was, you know, digging in the drawer for that extra condom, you say, I'm going to need you to cut it out. You're saying,
okay,
it
that
out,
was my bad. I was actually
reaching for blood. Yeah,
I left my blood in my work bag. I didn't know y'all heard that.
I heard all that.
Y'all know I'm a professional. I am a motherfucking professional. But like Larry King, nigga, you ain't had to put me out like that. That was my bad.
Yo, you know that wasn't me. We don't use condoms, man. So that had to be real. That's all shit, nigga.
That's why I said it, y'all. Nope, not like listeners don't know who it was, but I was talking to Jit. I was talking to Jit.
I went on ahead of that. You know, I'm going to keep it 100. My bad. Damn, I didn't know y'all heard that. I got a good microphone there. Damn.
Yeah, good microphone.
Raw doggy.
All right, so, you know, I'm Dope Farrakhan, but today I'm going to be Dr. Dope Feel, right? So the reason why black people floss and brag is because psychologically we deem ourselves as less than. It's subconscious. You don't even know you realize you're doing it, right? You don't realize you're doing it. So think about it. How many white people you know, whether they're just musicians or just regular people, care about what they got on outside of hip-hop. Outside of hip-hop. I'm just talking about regular old white people. They don't care. They care about their FICO score. They care about, you know, how their stocks and bonds are doing. They don't care about gold chains and Louis Vuitton shoes. Now, if they're at that stature where they can actually afford it on a regular basis, You know, they're buying Polo at full rate, or they're buying Gucci or Louis at full price, or they're buying that damn, that Supreme just like, it's because they got it. They're not trying to impress nobody. They actually just want to get it. They don't even think, because rich people that hang around other rich people, it's not flossing. It's not. Bill Gates and Jay and Oprah are hanging out. Oprah will be like, oh, that's a nice watch you got there, Bill Gates. Oh, that's a nice necklace you got on there, Oprah. Just two rich people talking. With niggas, what we doing? Oh, that nigga got on the 2014 Gucci shirt. I don't even know what year the shit came out. It's not even that important. I'm just saying psychologically, because we deem ourselves less than, we have what we put on the outside makes up for how we feel on the inside. That's the psychological programming that black folks have, and that it manifests itself in rap. Like, I'm listening to country. They're not talking about their brand new Bugatti. They're not waking up in Bugattis. So not only are you perpetuating the psychological damage, but now you're making it even worse, because now either A, you don't really have it, and you're faking it to
yourself. That's what I'm saying. If you're gonna wake up in a Bugatti, I'm gonna need you to wake up in a motherfucking Bugatti and not a Honda.
Yeah.
That's some real shit though. That's some real shit.
So either you're faking it to make it, or you're making it even worse, because last time I checked, I can make it drizzle in the club. If I make it rain in the club, she's about to get hit with like 10,000 pennies. That's what she's gonna get hit in the head with. She ain't getting no $10,000. So
I can make it rain in the club. Now the light bill might not get paid, but I can make it rain in that bitch. Now we might be in the dark for the rest of the month, but I'll tell you, that's real nigga shit though.
So black people, it's not, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. There's nothing wrong with you. You do that. It took me a long, long time for me to figure out me buying all this stuff, wearing the brand new Jordans, having these name brands. It don't mean nothing, because at the end of the day, if my kids aren't taken care of when I'm gone, what was the point of me having a $200 Gucci belt?
But though, can I ask you this, bro? Do you think as you get older, you start to learn? And I'm not just saying from our experience. Let's just say as a whole general audience, once you reach the age of 30, you know, some of us are slow. Once you may even reach the age of 35, your visions change on that. Because the only reason why I say this, bro, because when you just said the Jordans, clearly I can afford them motherfuckers. Anytime, any place I want to get them, I can get them. I've never owned a pair of Jordans in my life, never had a desire to buy none. Now, if somebody want to buy me something, that's totally different. Never have. I was a label motherfucker. Now that I'm older, I can throw on anything. Now, I gotta have nice shoes. Now, that's my
gotta have nice shoes.
I gotta have nice shoes. You understand what I'm saying, bro? But do you think as you get older, your views change a little bit, let's say around the age of 30 or 35?
I wouldn't say necessarily my views changed. Here's what I got exposed to people. So you're really limited to what you're exposed to, right? There's some people that have never left their city. There's some people that have never left their state, and there's some people that never left the country. Your perspective in life is going to be based on how far you've gone in life. So if I'm hanging out with, you know, white folks, you know, that make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, their mindset is completely different than my homies that, you know, make, you know, $10 an hour. They're on two different planets. So my exposure, like, oh, okay, so you don't care about that stuff. No, oh, you care about the equity in your house. Oh, okay. Oh, your FICO score, you care about that. Oh, I had no idea. Oh, you care about what school your kids go to. Oh, and scholarships. And, okay. You think completely different. And I had the privilege of being exposed to that in my life. And so that's when my thought process changed. That's when I really started looking at myself, like, wow, what am I worth? Why do I feel this way? Why do I feel I'm inadequate? And it takes you a minute for you to realize, you know, even with my daughter's hair. The whole reason why I don't want to put the creamy crack in my daughter's hair is, number one, it's not good for her hair. Number two, black, your hair is beautiful. Your hair is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you employ yourself, if you're a business owner, you know, it really doesn't matter how you wear your hair to work. You're the boss.
I hear that.
Priorities.
Absolutely.
That's all the key to everything my newfound Nubian brother is saying. It's all about priorities. And as you get older, your priorities get older. It should.
It should.
You know, I mean, I know some brothers, you know, don't let some of my brothers who still sagging. Nigga, you're almost 40. Why are you still sagging?
That's ridiculous.
Why are you? But you got to understand something. To them, they look fresh. To them, they still get the women. So, you know what? As you look at it, though, you just got to understand something. Black people live by, we always want to keep up with the Joneses.
With the Joneses. Yeah.
That's cool, you know? So it's not what we do, it's maybe it's how we do it, like Dope said. Instead of us stunting about the shoes we got on and the jewelry or how fly we look, let's start stunting with the equity, your IRA, how's your kids, your houses, your property. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just other things maybe we can start with, but we were never in. A lot of us weren't instilled that. We live for the moment, and we don't think for the future as people. If we could change that as black people and think about our future end game, we would be top dog. Top dog.
That's real nigga shit.
What's our next topic, Jit?
All right, fellas, next topic up. Why are grandparents so important? Now, y'all know me. I love the grandparent. I lost my grandfather in 97 and my grandmother in 2016. For me, y'all, grandparents is the nucleus of the family. And I want to say this, too, and this is no disrespect. I'm not talking about the new age grandmas. And when I say this, because I got two very beautiful cousins. I'm talking about, look, man, Dope Dave, you might want me to pass the number. These some beautiful motherfucking ladies. 40, I want to say my other cousin is maybe 44, 45. They're grandmothers. My cousin that's 45, which whatever age she is, she actually has three grandchildren. You understand what I'm saying? So now I'm not talking about the new age grandparents because that's not what I can relate to. You understand what I'm saying? I'm 35, and when my grandma's passed, I was 33. She was 87. So I'm talking about the real grandmas. You understand what I'm saying? They got you about 50, 60 motherfucking years. They're the nucleus to the family. They're the glue that makes the family stick, and I want my folks to listen to this, too. You know, a lot of times when we with our grandparents, oh, man, we don't want to hear that shit. We don't want to hear all that shit about the old days. But when I tell you grandparents seek and put knowledge in your motherfucking ass, and you got to take heed to it. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because shortly before my grandmother died in 2016, y'all, what I was trying to do, I was trying to get a timeline of her life. Because, you know, back then, you know, my grandma was born in 1929. You know, it wasn't no fucking birth certificate. You know, you born, somebody put your name in the crack of a fucking Bible, in the pages of the Bible. You understand what I'm saying? So I wanted to know from her, how was it being born in 1929 and you still here to 2016? Very knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? That's your grandparents, that's your motherfucking history. You know, so... I want my folks out there to listen. Never lose sight of that. And even if you got the new age grandma, you got a hot ass grandma, she's 40, man. Let her tell you how she used to do it back in the day. You understand what I'm saying, man? But it's the history, it's the knowledge, and it's the nucleus. And I feel like that's a lot of reason why these kids going crazy today and society is fucked up because we ain't got no grandparents that live by their own values and their own morals and had common motherfucking sense. And could teach you things. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, that's why they're so important. It's a vital part of your motherfucking history. Because just think about it. If your grandparents got fucking, I'm just leaving on the level of, let's say, they had health issues, whatever the case may be. Your mama might got it. You might got it. Whatever the case may be. So your grandparents is very fucking important. Not only are they the nucleus of your family, that's the history of your motherfucking family. And to have them there living and breathing with you, you got to cherish that every day. You understand what I'm saying?
So
that's, to me, is why grandparents is so important. I was a little bit younger when I lost my grandfather, you know what I'm saying? It's still love, but when I lost my grandma 2 years ago, y'all, that shit hurt like a motherfucker, and it still does to this day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got a walking, talking history lesson with your grandparents. That's my thoughts, fellas. I want to know what y'all think about this topic.
Well, first of all, man, my prayers and condolences for the loss of your grandparents. You know, I lost my grandfather. Real talk now, because, man, people don't understand, especially in our culture, how important the grandparents are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandmother, who I call Nana, she didn't play that grandma. I'm a big mama. She said, call me Nana. You know, she going through the whole dementia, Alzheimer's real bad. So, you know, I know the time is ticking on her, but I love what you said, that you got to walk a history lesson right there. You got you know, you have your family. That's your tree. That's where it kind of, if you think about it, starts from.
Absolutely.
And I never thought of that. So, Jit, thank you for giving me that appreciation. I need to go see her this weekend. So, I thank you for that, brother. You really talked to my soul on that.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
You feel me? That's real talk, what you said. You
yes,
got
sir.
To, you know. And, you know, when your grandparents call, you don't want to be like, oh, fuck, it goes, Nana, somebody calling. Goddamn. You know, you don't want to. We all
you
do,
showed
but you got to appreciate
yeah.
it. But
yeah.
you got to appreciate the moments. But the reason why that's so important, I can only speak for personal. For me, if I didn't have my grandparents, especially my Nana, I couldn't be the father I am right now. I wouldn't be the man y'all talking to right now, because I don't know where I would be. See, I come from the typical black family. The mama owned dope, the daddy in jail because he was selling dope. Then come the stepfather who was also on dope. You see, I didn't have I had selfish punk-ass parents. I didn't have the grown-up, oh, let's do the whole, yeah, I mean, they tried. But I was being raised with my mom as she was figuring out who she was during a very, very substance abuse, addictive time of her life. So if it wasn't for my grandmother giving me those established meals, that foundation, that stability, and most importantly, giving me morals and ethic about myself as a man, I wouldn't be on this phone with y'all today. Mm. So it's for when we was coming up, our grandmothers and grandfathers was vital for us because a lot of us didn't have, quote unquote, parents. We just had motherfuckers who gave birth to you.
And your grandparents raised you. Damn sure right.
Your grandparents
raised
us. If it wasn't for, you think we have a lot of black men in jail now? Could you imagine if it wasn't the big mamas, the nanas, and the grandmothers? How many more would be in jail or under the graves? So they're lifesavers. I know, Dope, you saw Black Panther, but one of my biggest superheroes is my motherfucking Nana.
Mm-hmm.
Three jobs to make sure to get me through college. I've never had a student loan. I don't know what the fuck a student loan looked like. It was either out my grandmama, out my pocket, or if it came from FAFSA. So what I'm saying is, man, to answer your question, I can only speak personal. Grandmothers and some grandfathers save our fucking lives. And you know what else they do? They teach you how to fucking love. They teach you what unconditional love is, because they go above and beyond, not just for you, but for every other fucking kid in your neighborhood. So to me, that's the answer, bro. They save lives and they teach and instill life in you so you can teach yours coming up. So I will always be great grandfather. I just hope no time soon. And that's that. That's, you feel me?
Yes, sir. Trust me.
I'm too young to be
so
my grandfather.
So mine's 20, so yeah.
Fuck that, nigga. I'm trying to be a 50-year-old grandfather.
That's what I'm saying. 60, if the Lord bless me.
Yeah, 60 is just bless me. I just want to still be smooth.
So the reason, you know, I've always spoken highly about grandparents, right? I told myself I can't wait to become a grandparent. Like, that's my next role, to be a grandparent. I can't wait to be a grandparent. I was very fortunate, right? I had my dad's dad, cold as pimp, you know what I'm saying, this side of East Palo Alto. Shout out to my granddaddy. You know what I'm saying? Then I had.
What's up, Rose?
Hey, what up, Rose? What up, Rose? Hey, babe.
What up, Rose?
He was peeling papers and peeling paper and peeling panties. He didn't turn nothing down but his collar. And he says even the crack of dawn looked good. So shout out to my granddaddy.
Really?
That's real nigga shit. That's real nigga shit, mob.
He always kept money in his pocket, right? He always kept money in his pocket. Now, what happened was, now on my other side, on my mama's side, I have my papa. I'm talking about this man worked from sun up to sun down. You know, one of them old school grandparents where you don't see him when he leaves, and when he, and you damn near, it's damn near bedtime by the time he come home. I had one of them papas, right? Go to church every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
never raises his voice. Never raises his voice. But you knew when he said something, he meant that shit. He take your life. Take your life. You know what I mean?
That's real nigga shit.
So, and my grandmother, my current grandmother who's still alive, you know, she's right up the street from me. I go
God
see my grandmother.
Amen to that. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So I go see my grandma. She said, you know, saying, I want you to call me once a month just to tell me you love me. He said, if not, then I'm going to send the goons after you. You don't want my goons after you. I said, no, Grandma, don't want the goons after me. You know.
Sound like my granny. Yep.
Yeah.
Good like a motherfucker.
The thing that is beautiful about a grandparent is a grandparent, number one, has the authority to override your parents. That's the only person
I knew somebody
that can override your parents.
Real talk.
What your parents gonna say? Your grandpa say no, and you say yes. They say yes, you heard what your grandma said. You can go ahead and have it. They be mad. Your parents
they
be
mad,
mad
on the inside.
And
they say I'm gonna fuck you up when you get home. My mama used to tell me, "Fuck your ass up when you get to the house, nigga. I'm gonna fuck you up."
That's when I asked grandma. Grandma, can I spend the night? Yeah, sure you can spend the night, baby.
Dope. What they say though, you know what I used to love about my grandma? She'd say, ain't nobody gonna put their hands on them when I'm around. I bet you that motherfucking much. Nigga, I was good when my grandmother came around.
And you was on your super best behavior when you was around your grandparents. Oh, you wanted to make sure, because what did you want? You wanted the peppermint candy in their pocket. Or you knew they was gonna give you some money, or if you was really good, they was gonna get you some ice cream. It was just the fact that they weren't your parents, and you just were in awe because they're just your grandparents, man. Like, people don't understand. Number one, you got the oral history, right? You gotta know where you come from. Number two, it's a time that you would have no idea what life is like. When we all listen to our grandparents, now see, my father was born in 1955, right? The Civil Rights Bill wasn't passed until 1968, right? So my grandmother, she was born in 1938, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. Black folks really didn't get their freedom until, about the 70s?
The 70s.
About the 70s.
I'm glad you said that shit, though. Yep, that's my whole point.
That's when black folks really got their freedom, 1970. It was already discovered. The white man discovered this goddamn continent, 1972. It took 500 years for black folks to get, basically, to get the shackles off their feet. They're still in the cage, but got the shackles off their feet, right? So your grandparents are your oral history. They're going to tell you what happened, how they got there. And also, they're the only people that are going to love you, can love you more than your parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only, because they love your parents and they love you because you came from their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, man, that's facts. Can't no grandma I mean, because, man, a grandmother's love is, bruh. Your parents will tell you no. Be like, grandma, can I get these new can I get these shoes? And your parents will say no, but your grandma will be like, okay. Knowing she ain't got the money, but what she going to do?
Right.
She going to break the bank for you. Man, shout out to grandparents. Man, I can't wait.
No,
to
and dope, I got to just throw this in there, too, because that's how my grandmother was. I'm talking about she was the motherfucking loan shark. That's what I'm saying. That was my motherfucking homegirl. You understand what I'm saying? That was the go-to. And I want to say this real quick. I researched because I always wonder why, like, one thing about my motherfucking grandma, she always got money. She always talking about money. She always wants some money. She always wanted to lend you some. You know what I'm saying? You got a little interest when you pay her back. And I love that about my grandma. So I researched, and what I found out, y'all, just to make a long story short, that my great-great-grandparents ran their own farm. I looked up the 1920s census. Y'all already know I'm from Duval County, Florida. They was in Madison, Florida, running their own farm. Entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So grandma came from money. Her parents died and their parents died. She got a trust fund or whatever the case, whatever it was that they got back then. You understand what I'm saying? And for the life of me, I never knew why my grandma always, she was about that money. You understand what I'm saying? And she was a true hustler. And I'll never forget this, the last story I'm going to tell. I remember going to my grandma's house one time. I was like, damn, grandma, I'm broke. I can't sell shit. This is when I used to sell the DVDs and the CDs and shit. And my grandma turned around to me and she told me, you mean to tell me you can't sell nothing? And I said, now, grandma, I know you ain't talking about me out here tricking with the dick. Now, you know what I'm saying? But she was dead ass motherfucking serious. You understand what I'm saying? So she was dead serious. And for me, it gave a confirmation that I come from a family of hustlers. I come from a family of fucking entrepreneurs. And that's why I was saying, too, it's that oral history. It's that walking, talking history book. Point blank, period.
Man,
well, you took me with this one, though, because you know how I feel about the granny shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
we all feel the same way, and I know we all can't wait to be grandparents. I know I can't. I'm just like, man, my brother's been eating right. I've been drinking water. You know, I'm giving up smoking. You know, I'm gonna start getting the patch so I can quit smoking. And,
I feel you.
Because I gotta hit at least 65, man. That's 65.
But you know, I just don't want to be called grandpa, man. Like I prefer pops. You can just call me pops.
No, man.
Embrace
your old assness. Oh man, I can
shit, call me Cody.
Grandpa. Oh, see, hear this nigga say.
Well, no, because you know, I mean, I want them to call me OG. Told me that.
See, you got a good one. You got a good one, Dave. Yeah, I need to come up with a
that.
Name. But I don't think I can think of it like Pops.
Though.
That's it.
Let me tell you something,
like, though. Granddaddy.
No, I'm sick of you new wave grandparents. You new wave grandparents.
No, you got to understand something. Baby.
Maybe when I'm 60, I feel different.
Exactly. Though, you got to understand something. I'm going to be the freshest grandfather known to man, nigga. I'm taking my grandkids to concerts. They're going to be around me. We're going to go fit. We're going to do everything. I hope I get boys, though. I ain't going to lie. I don't want no girls. I'm bringing them.
I know what you mean.
Can't do it.
That's what you said about having daughters, and now look at you, Zay. If you just over there squirting out baby powder every time you walk, my nigga.
I know, but that's the problem. I'm doing it too much. I need some male testosterone.
Yeah.
Bro, you
tired of the tea party, Zay? Zay tired of the tea parties and shit. I know what you feel,
y'all
bro.
Y'all don't understand,
I
bro.
Can't do
y'all
it.
Just don't. I don't.
I got two sons. Jit got a son.
We really don't
know what you're talking about, Dave. But you gotta express yourself.
At least in my house.
You know you're the biggest pushover with that last one. You're the biggest pushover, and I know it. I know it. I can tell. Like, I see the baby powder seeping out your light skin.
Man. She gave me. She the last of the Mohicans, too, and she got
and
me when I'm all mellow. You know what I'm saying? I'm all mellow. Like, I couldn't even imagine pulling out a belt. I'm like, what the hell I look like whooping my baby?
Can't even be dope ass music.
Yeah, can't even be dope ass music. I got to be daddy. Jonathan. I'm like, okay.
You got to be Jonathan.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
You gotta be Johnny.
The reason why I actually, the reason why I actually brought up this topic was because my my daughter, she went to her mom's father's funeral, right? And that was her grandfather. But because her mother and her and the mom, her mom and her grandfather didn't have a good relationship, she thought it was my, she thought it was my dad. I'm like, no. And I had to explain to her, you know, how it goes. Just like I said, like, I'm your dad. You know, saying that was her dad. She's like, oh, okay. So now she gets it. But she was, you know, she thought it was my dad. And, you know, I'm like, no, not my dad. But see, it's imperative because that's a lost relationship. Like, she's only 7. What kind of memories is she gonna have about her grandfather?
That's right.
That's real. I hear what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. It's important. What's your next topic, Jit?
All right, man. Real Trap Wednesdays, Nick's The Blow Radio. What does Black Panther mean to you? Now, I got two parts on it. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm going to keep it 100. As of right now, that shit don't mean a motherfucking thing because I ain't going to the movies. I ain't with to go see the movie because y'all know I don't even do movie theaters or none of that shit in the first place. Now, I'm going to keep it 100. All y'all niggas was rushing all week long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, rushing to the... Nigga, I was at the house with my cognac watching Pornhub. I was unconcerned with motherfucking Black Panther. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm going to catch that bitch on 123movies.com when I do choose to watch it. You know, one thing about this social media, y'all, because I said it's a blessing and curse, a nigga know what happened on the movie already because social media done told it. You understand what I'm saying? But it's nothing like seeing it with your own eyes. Now, that was the Black Larry King talking. Now, this is some real shit. I will say this since I haven't seen it. For whatever reason, y'all, it has been a resurgence and Black excellence lately. You understand what I'm saying? So to have a movie that big, they say made good motherfucking money off that movie. It's good to see a person of color or a person that looked just like me or a person that even looked like Dope on the motherfucking big screen. You understand what I'm saying? So that's definitely what's up. It's doing something for our Black people. To my man, Michael B. Jordan, because I don't know the rest of the stars in the movie or whatever the case may be. He's the only person that I'm most familiar with because I've been watching that young man since he was like on, was it The Wire? Some shit. I mean, this man done started in the trenches. And one thing I like about him that when you look in the media, you don't never hear nothing bad about this man. This man ain't on drugs. He ain't done fucked up nobody money. He ain't groping holes like all these other niggas doing. This man about their business, showing that you can be a Black person successful and you can make it as long as you apply your fucking dreams. You understand what I'm saying? So I will say that's one thing that it has done. Because I ain't never seen this many motherfucking Black people go to a movie in a long time. Not with all this modern technology we got, nigga, like, shit, nigga, we can scan that, run that bitch on bootleg ASAP. You know, so for a motherfucker to actually say, hey, let's go to the movie, let's pay for this, let's watch this, let's embrace this, that's the beautiful part about it. You know, so that's what it means to me. Again, I have not seen the movie. But that's my thoughts, fellas. I want to know what y'all thoughts on it.
Man, that nigga just said,
I ain't seen the motherfuckers. They don't mean shit to me.
Yeah, at all.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I ain't a big movie person anyway, so, I mean.
I ain't seen the motherfucker either yet, shit, so you ain't alone, baby. I think we the only two Black motherfuckers who ain't seen. They probably called us coons. They call us all type of shit. Oh, you ain't seen Black Panther? You ain't no real brother. You ain't no brother sell out. Oh, damn, nigga. Fuck, I just ain't got to it.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to say this. Not just about the movie Black Panther, but I ain't going to lie, y'all. I said this right when we got on the show. It's really good to be Black right now.
It is.
No, like, I'm really, really, really proud of my people. Seriously. No, seriously, y'all got to understand what's going on.
That's for sure.
I ain't saying we're fully united. I ain't saying that bullshit ain't still around. But, man, it seemed like we are coming together. We are fighting. We are tired. And most importantly, we are becoming fruitful. Like, we ain't just surviving no more. Now we're starting to learn how to maintain, but we're coming together. Like, you know what it makes me feel right now?
with this movie out and the hashtag Black Excellence, the ditties and all that, it, and LeBron's and all that, it's really making me think about, we feel like we're back in the 70s when James Brown came out with that song, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And everybody was good being black. Now, I'm feeling that aura in the air. We are really coming together. The black sisters, oh, I'm so proud of them right now. I'm so proud of my sisters, from the educational to the financial. Like, you remember they used to be like, they used to say, I don't want no black woman. Right now, you might want to get you a sister right now. Right now. Trust me on this. Right now, get you a sister. I'm very proud. I'm very proud what I'm seeing from these teachers on social media doing the Black Panther thing with their students' handshakes. I'm loving it, man. Daishikis, man, they're at an all-time high. Shit, if I would have known that, I would have invested in Daishikis. We would have been rich. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's just right now what's going on. It's not about just the movie. It's just the movie is like the soundtrack or the movie of what's the movement that's going on right now. Seriously, our artists, I'm proud to be black right now, man. And if you're not proud to be black right now, then you know what, man?
You ain't black.
You need to, exactly. And I don't want, you know, I don't do that. I never call anybody a coon. I try not to do that. But what I'm saying is, right now, it's supposed to be about black appreciation, not just because it's Black History Month. And I hope we carry this shit on and we don't go in, y'all. Seriously, I'm proud to be black, man. Black excellence. I'm going to go see this movie with my kids. But honestly, man, I'm very, very proud of that director and that cast right now. Ryan Coogler from the Bay, you, my brother, you go, nigga. And don't stop. You and Michael B. Jordan, y'all got something good. Please don't stop y'all magic. Don't stop that. Keep going,
and keep it positive.
Y'all remind me of a great duel. I'm not – just hear me. I'm not saying they're the same. But they kind of got that Spike Lee, Denzel Washington early movement going on.
Mm-hmm.
When Denzel was doing a lot of Spike Lee movies, and they just had that good connection.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very proud of them right now. I'm really proud of them, brothers. Seriously.
Keep it up.
Proud to be black.
Yep.
All right, so
the
reason why I brought up this particular topic, right, because after I seen the movie, right, I felt two things. Number one, I felt utter pride in my heritage, my blackness, like the fact that Wakanda is so in just black, right? It's more advanced than any other country in the whole wide world, right? But then the second thing that hit me was Disney don't, the white man don't care about putting this out. Why? Because it's fantasy. It's fiction. It's not real. Right? So those are the two things that hit me when I looked at the movie. Now, the movies that actually made me more proud to be black, one was Magnificent Seven, because Denzel was killing white folks.
Damn good movie.
Legally,
mm-hmm.
and was riding the horse, and got vengeance on the white man that killed his family.
Django
was a slave that got to ride a horse, burned down a whole plantation, and rode off in the sunset with his chick. Beautiful. You know, but everybody talking about this is first black superhero. No, Blade was the first black superhero. Blade is the reason why Marvel didn't go bankrupt. Blade is what put Marvel on the map, because Blade is a Marvel character, right? So everybody talking about, you know, Black Panther. Nah, it was Blade. Blade is the reason why Marvel.
Hey, that was big back in the day. Blade was big back in the day.
Yeah.
You know it.
Blade. But there were so many jewels that were dropped in the movie. I'm not going to say any of the jewels because y'all ain't seen the movie. But when you see the movie, you see all the jewels. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are true. I'm going to give an example. J.J. Redick said something racist. It was a Freudian slip, but he still said something racist. Why did he have to apologize so suddenly? Because China got on his ass. Chinese people have a country. That country is powerful. Jews. Jews can say something. Why? Because Jewish people, their country is powerful. Everybody that has a voice to say something has a powerful country behind them. The ones that don't have a powerful country behind them, guess what? Y'all can't say nothing. Nothing can be done for y'all. So the fact that Africa,
real nigga shit, yeah,
is the second largest continent, the second most populous continent, and has the largest resources in all the world, but yet they're extremely poor because basically we're doing a 360 deal with all the European countries. Says a lot. And the fact that they exploit their own people, ain't nothing good coming from that. The whole fact that there could be slavery in Libya should be crazy because Libya's in Africa. Mm-hmm. How is there slavery in Africa?
Mm-hmm. Something to think about.
We got 12 minutes left of the show. Jit, what's our next topic?
All right, that's what's up. Next topic. This is a neat one right here. Name a movie or a TV show you would want to actually live in. Man, this shit been stumping me all day, dope, since you sent me the list of the topics. And I'm gonna just keep it real. Right, don't judge me. On the low end, y'all know good and goddamn well, reality television has made it easy for anybody to get on motherfucking TV. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just saying on the low end, I would go on one of these good old reality shows, namely Love and Hip Hop, because I can live there. I'm in, again, Duval County, Florida. I can take my black ass to Miami, or I can shoot on up to motherfucking good old ATL and hope them motherfuckers bring it to Duval. I think we should have a Love and Hip Hop Duval County. You understand what I'm saying? Live in your truth. Live in your life. It's the quickest way to get on television right now, because I don't got no movies. That's on the low end. On the high end, and I thought about this real nigga shit, a TV show that I would like to live in probably is The Cosby Show. Excuse me. And I say this because, not because, you know, rich doctor, parents, you know, make good money, well-to-do. It was very different from Good Times, from kind of the way I grew up. You understand what I'm saying? Because it was a mother and father in the household. And even though they had money and nice things, they still was relatable to a person that was struggling. They still taught their children lessons when need to be taught. You understand what I'm saying? So on the high end, if it was a TV show that I can live in, it probably would be The Cosby Show. I would love to see how a functional two-parent household works. You know what I'm saying? Where you grow up close with your siblings. You know, a lot of us, we grow up, man, we talk to our friends more than we talk to our brothers and sisters. You know, shit, some of us, we don't even, I don't fuck with that nigga no more. I don't fuck with her no more. You understand what I'm saying? So that was some true values with The Cosby Show. So, dope, that was one of the best topics you ever brought to the motherfucking table, bro, and I thought long and hard, you know. So like I said, on the low end, y'all know I'm ratchet as fuck, loving hip-hop. And then on the high end, man, probably The Cosby Show. And that's my thoughts, fellas. And I want to know what y'all think about this. I didn't have a movie I wanted to live in.
Okay.
But you know, I would have been a stepbrother, because you know Denise was fine. So just make me like an adopted brother or something, because I'll be looking at Denise ass. But go ahead though. My bad. I'll have a flashback moment. Shout out to Lisa Bonet.
Damn, nigga, fuck Lisa Bonet.
I was the adopted Huxtable.
Nah, nigga. Fuck Cody Lisa Bonet. Fuck Lisa Bonet, nigga. Give me motherfucking the mama. Give me Claire Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, I know that's God. Right. She was show up. Go ahead, mama. But I don't know how that'll work, Zay.
I just be a neighbor. I don't want to be a kid. Let me be the neighbor.
You want to be a kid, you be a neighbor. Nigga,
but that's, you know what? But I must say this, okay? If I could be on any TV show, I would be the Black Jack Tripper. I would be in the Threes and Company because I'm fucking them bitches. You
got me fucked up.
So you tell me. I'm gonna be living with both.
I'm gonna be living with both you little short wearing bitches, and y'all ain't gonna see none of this cock. You got me fucked up. All the nights we gonna get high and drunk. Nigga, I'm fucking dog
niggas
shit out both.
Like y'all used to watch Three's Company. You know, niggas like
you
that. Like, they ain't watch shit like that. Yeah, y'all niggas used to watch it.
Fuck yeah, nigga. I'm going to the Regal Beagle. I'm getting these hoes drunk. We about to kick it. I'm about to dog these hoes out. And I ain't paying no rent. I ain't never pay rent. Got me fucked up. Nigga, bitch,
hey, that sound it. Like dope life. Hey, that sounds just like dope. That's dope can identify with that.
Nigga don't pay no rent.
Don't pay that now
look a
rent. Not now.
If I could be in any movie, I would be in Baby Got Back Volume 3. Because you never said I couldn't be in a porno, right? So I'd just be in the fucking porno movie. I don't know, nigga. What movie? What the fuck? What movie would I be in? The Mac? I'd probably be in The Mac. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. I don't know. But I would say TV show-wise, I'm going to just stick to TV. I'm going to go with either Fresh Prince, because I would have been Will Smith. That nigga had a great
life.
Hell
yeah.
If you really want to think about it, I would have been Will Smith any day. And then I would go with, like I said, Jack Tripper. So my answers would be Jack Tripper, or I'll be Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's what's up.
Period. All
right, so I'm going to go with my TV show is going to be Different Strokes.
Okay.
I'm clowning.
Okay, Different Strokes.
Hey, look. I just need, I got a white man that's rich, and he can't whoop me, can't do nothing to me.
Nah, that's some real nigga shit. Nah, hell yeah.
Nah.
I'm Different Strokes on the ass, boy.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. I don't mean to fuck your floor. My bad. Nah, fuck that. You was all on this Nubian black power shit, but you got an old white perverted motherfucker taking care of you, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, your Nubian car has been revoked, though. Just revoked.
Yeah.
No more Nubian for you.
Yeah, come on, bro. Call this nigga out of
that
one. Fuck that.
Tear that shit up,
man. Hold on, my brother.
Rip that nigga transcript up. For real.
No, my brother, I don't eat that swine. My brother, I eat bean pies in the morning. Nigga, you just said you would want to get taken care of by the white man.
Hey, look. Excuse me, my fine Indian sister. You're in the way of that, of my white goddess.
See, light-skinned niggas ain't no good. They ain't no good, I told you. You see the switch. That nigga went back to light-skinned quick. You ain't no real Nubian. You ain't no real Nubian, though.
Oh, man. And my second show would be Miami Vice.
Now, that's what's up, nigga.
That's what's up. I ain't gonna lie.
I watch that shit
to
this day. Yeah, to this motherfucking day, my nigga. I watch that motherfucker.
Crockett and Tubbs, nigga.
Yeah, dope. I can see your high yellow ass on there. I can see that.
Yeah. I need one of them suits with the shoulder pads in it, man. I need one of them suits with the shoulder pads in it.
You want to know something
about
that? Funny,
yeah, man.
If you want to know something funny though? If you remember those shows like Miami Vice and A-Team, nobody ever died on those shows. Like when they were shooting, nobody really got killed that I remember.
Nope.
That's kind of true.
Nobody got killed.
But you know, they're doing all these reboots, man. That's the shit y'all need to be bringing back. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't talking about Martin. Please bring that back. You know what I'm saying? And you can even throw Living Single in that motherfucker. But that's the shit you need to bring back. You know what I'm saying? Some Martin Day type shit, man.
Yeah. Miami Vice.
Shit. Reboot that.
Reboot Miami Vice.
They did the movie. The movie wasn't that good, though, y'all.
But you know what they? That's why you got to keep it to the TV screen. You know what I'm saying? Don't niggas do
it
too much.
Too much.
I agree with you on that one. I think that would have been
yeah, for real.
Show.
For everything can't be turned into a movie now.
Hey, let me ask you a question. If you could remake any movie, you had the budget, what movie would you remake right now?
Oh my God! See, nigga, you just. Oh man. New Jack City all over again.
You would do what?
New Jack City.
That ain't bad. I wouldn't mind seeing that again. You know what?
In the modern time, that'll be hot.
What would you do, though?
Uh, What movie would I redo? Scarface.
That'd be challenging, but that'd be epic, though.
I mean, everybody gonna go see it. You know what I'm saying? So you can't go mad with that one. If I remake anyone, bro, it's gonna be the Warriors.
I tell you what, if they reboot any of these three movies that we just named, nigga, y'all owe us 25% of whatever the motherfucking earnings. Because now I got a feeling. Watch that shit come out. Watch that shit come out, y'all. At least one out of the three.
You know what's going to happen.
Put that in the universe. Get what's our last topic so we can get the hell up out of here.
All right, fellas, Real Trap Wednesdays on Next to Blow Radio. Final topic of the night, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about Blac Chyna sex tape? Check this out. I'm going to keep it short and brief. Y'all niggas saying every motherfucking thing in my inbox all day long. Ain't nobody thought to send me the motherfucking tape so I can see what y'all niggas talking about. Now, I'm going to say this. She timed that. I don't know who leaked the motherfucker, but Blac Chyna, let me tell you something, baby. You're doing your thing because you couldn't release that bitch at a better time because everybody talking about Black Panther. It's Black Panther and Blac Chyna week. You understand what I'm saying? So
real talk.
I ain't mad at you, baby. But I'm going to be honest. I do think Blac Chyna is attractive from the neck down. That's just me. Just a lot of misplaced shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can still work it out, so I would like to see it. You know what I'm saying? So to any of our generous fans out there, send me the motherfucking text so I can review that bitch and I get back to y'all next Wednesday. You understand what I'm saying, man? But I ain't seen the tape, but I know everybody talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's been done over and over and over again. Shit, like China winning. She coming in 2018 winning strong. You know what I'm saying, fellas? What y'all think about the topic?
I know Zay's porn watching self seen it like 12 times already.
Let me tell you something. First of all, Dope knows me very well. He knows that I appreciate a great adult entertainment film. I'm gonna tell you straight the fuck up and down. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I don't like celebrity sex tapes. No. When I watch my porn, I got to know that I'm watching real porn stars, not the celebrities. Like, if you a singer, I don't want to know that you fucking. I just want to know you sing, nigga. I don't give a fuck about your sex tape. Sing, nigga. Play ball. Yeah. Shut up and dribble. I'm sorry. I don't want to know this shit.
I feel you.
So because I take my porn serious. Understand, okay? I take it real serious.
I know that's
I like
right,
scenes dude. And shit. I don't, you know, like, bitch, don't just walk in the house and start fucking this nigga. Like, can you set up a scene for me? Are you
a whole storyline.
I need a story. Oh, hell yeah. Nigga, come on. Okay, could you go watch a movie without a storyline?
Hey, that's real nigga shit. For real.
Can't watch a porno without a storyline. It's a movie.
Mom.
So all I'm saying is this. I've seen snippets of it because, you know, social media, it'll pop up timeline. But honestly, I didn't really particularly give a flying fuck about this shit. I'm like, I'm not that attracted to the bitch. Get your money. If this, we talking about you, so you doing what you're supposed to be doing because that's who you
exactly.
fucking are.
Yep.
If you're Rob Kardashian, maybe you need to try to press right now. Like, this is not who I want my child to be around who is soliciting sex tapes. You could flip this, but at the end of the day, I didn't really give a fuck about it, my brothers, because I need professional porn stars. Cherokee, Pinky when she was good, you know.
Okay,
I'm just throwing out a few black names for you. I could go some more, but I'm not going to go there and show my perverted side. I just like real porn stars. I like real porno thespians and thespianas, whatever the fuck they call.
There it is.
A porno lesbian?
A lesbian, a thespian, and a porno.
Yeah, you the type of nigga. You know what you are, Dope. You the type of nigga. Like, Dope is the type of nigga. If a porno was on, and you know, like, you remember when we was young and the nigga had put on the porno and was like, oh, bro, look at this shit. Dope the type of nigga. He'll come in the room and if it's a scene where just a bitch bouncing on some dick and balls, he'll be like, I know, dude.
Bruh.
I know who.
But damn.
That's what
it is.
Bruh. You know,
there you went
the great
far with that.
You went a little too far with that, but hey, it's good information. You know what I'm saying?
Cool no more. Me and Zave ain't cool, man. I hope he has a balloon. I hope he has a balloon mortgage. I hope he has a balloon mortgage on his new house. How about that? I hope you have a balloon mortgage on your new house, nigga.
Oh, don't do it.
That's fucked up. Hey, bro.
Don't do it.
I know, dude.
There it is.
So you know, I don't watch porn, right? Because porn don't do nothing for me, right? It's just, you know. Probably because, you know, I don't masturbate. So, because I don't masturbate, hence I don't watch porn. But from what I saw, because, you know, I did watch it, because I had to assess the situation, right? I wanted to make sure I got a good judgment. First of all, if any woman ever sucked my penis like that, it would be the last. We would not be together after that. Like, there would be
it was that bad.
There would be no phone calls.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Matter of fact, if I spent any kind of money, I want a refund. I want a refund on whatever money I spent during the day.
Right, trying to tighten up.
Another thing, I can't be doing somebody doggy style and they have like a Grand Canyon between their butt cheeks. Like, that's way too much space in between the butt cheeks. I need to be the one that spread. If your butt cheeks are already spread before I spread them, we're going to have a problem, man. We're going to have a problem. And another thing is, if I can't tell where your plastic surgery started and where it ends, that's another problem. I need to know where your plastic surgery starts and where it ends. If everything looks like this one complete job, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And who cries about, like, ladies, look, your job, your only job.
He say, look, bitch.
I got to be cool because you were saying my daughter, she might still be us. I got to make sure I don't say this.
I got them all back.
Perversely. But let me just say this thing. Ladies, your only job in life when you have a man is to gag and take it. That's your job. To gag and take it. If any of these excuses come, my jaw is tired, it's too big, if you hear it, you're going to lose your man. Your man's leaving you if any of those words come out your mouth, right? Because the whole purpose of us trying to realign your spine at certain points during sex is to establish dominance. So just know, if you can't take the dick, if you can't suck the dick, you're going to lose your man. That's just, as my man Jit says, point, period. You know, that's
point blank period. It is. And I just want to get a shameless plug in. The Black Larry King is going to start the International House of Holes next week. And Black China, you are not invited. I'm disappointed. No wonder ain't nobody sent me the goddamn sex tape because the shit was fucked up. Like, I'm disappointed, goddamn. But that was it, dude. It's fucked up.
Yeah, man. It was horrible. It was horrible.
Damn.
Well. Hey, shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the switchboard. We're going to go ahead and give our shouts out. We're going to start with Dave, of course, because he only has a Twitter account, so he don't have a lot of, and he don't have a lot of followers, so we're going to let him give his shouts out first.
That's my broski. Don't do broski like that. Dave, baby.
His Boost Mobile probably failed, so that probably his Boost Mobile probably failed.
Nigga still rocking Boots, huh? Okay.
It's saying his Boots Mobile fell. So
nigga,
we don't
where
go
you at?
Nigga,
where you at? Boots Mobile.
Where you? What up?
All right, man. I ain't got too much, man. It's Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Lyric King, man. Make sure you follow me on social media. That's Twitter and Instagram, at Jit Chronicles. Got to salute everybody over here next to Go Radio, dope-ass music. You already know what time it is. Dave, it's always a blast when you come through. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to D-Bands. And none of this shit wouldn't be possible without the queen, Miss Queen T, you know what I'm saying? And on Blog Talk, I'm going to need y'all to tighten up. Next to Blow been running, Blast Your Thoughts been running, all the stations been running except Ground Hard Radio. I'm going to need y'all to tighten up on the motherfucking get up because we going live tomorrow night. That's groundhardradio.com. Once again, this your boy, the Black Larry King, and I'm always be next to Blow on your motherfucking radio.
This is the reason why you can't have light-skinned co-hosts on your show.
Nigga, I thought I was going down the drain. Nigga, I thought Blog Talk was sending me down the drain, nigga.
they get in the car to make a run to the liquor store, and they just forget to put their phone on mute. You know what I'm saying? Dave, give me a shout-out, man, so we can get up out of here.
Oh, you want my shout-out? How about this shout-out, man? Fuck you, nigga. How about that shout-out for you, nigga? How about that, huh? How about
shout that
shout-out
out
to the nigga? How about this shout out to the nigga who knows who porno stars is by their dick and balls scenes? How about that?
Uh-oh.
How about shout out to the nigga who believes in letting white men raise them? Fuck you, dope. Don't ever come by my house. I'm going to sit my vino in my polo fucking goddamn robe as I'm feeling real Ric Flair-ish. Woo! You feel me? But no, man. Give a shout out to my brother Jit. Keep doing you. You know I'm proud of you. And they do need to tighten up for grind hard. Dope.
Yeah, they do,
I'm proud
man.
Of you. You know I'm proud of you always, man. Keep pushing your music. I'm hearing you, boy. You know, keep letting me know when you got the good sis. I always support y'all. And you know what I'm saying? I'm about to smoke this J, and I'm about to lay it down, and I'm about to probably watch some porno. Cause
yeah, that's real trap.
It's all love. You it's all love. But nah, man, I love y'all brothers. Y'all keep prospering, and man. Like
salute,
I said, Zay. It's good to be black right now, man.
That's right.
Hey, man. It's your host, Dope Ass Music, Real Trap Wednesday. Definitely want to give a shout out to my brother Jay. It's always a pleasure to have him on the show. It was a great show today. Shout out to my brother Jit. We're gonna be on Grind Hard Radio tomorrow. I am putting that out in the universe. Blog
Put it
talk
in the universe.
Put it in the universe. Blog Talk will be active right tomorrow so we can get lit and we can act a fool on Grind Hard Radio. Shout out
G-H-R.
To this Quincy who pays the bill so we can come on here, and shout out to my man Lee Bands.
Salute.
Because he's black and he's married and he got kids. So shout out to him. make sure you tune in next Wednesday for Real Trap Wednesday. Shout out
Going
to Lady
down.
B. Shout out to Lady B. Always love with Lady B. Man, Real Trap Wednesday, man. We out of here.
Real Trap. Makes a blue ring.
Mob.
Yep. Mob.